Hello and welcome back to Get Code W Smart. I'm not smart, but you're already here. So I am sorry for not posting consistently. I'll try to improve. I am very sorry, but let's get into our newest kaiju for this series, Ripper. As cool and as deadly as his name sounds. Pretty cool, right? Yeah. So, let's get into it. Rippers are quadrupedal, meaning like they walk on four legs and resemble dogs in their outward appearance. So, it's not like you're confusing this thing with your local Doberman, yeah? Yeah, these things are huge and strange, weird looking. Pretty cool. The kaijus are a deep blue with gray on their face and hind legs, and their abdomen, stomach, is also gray. Pretty cool. They have six eyes, three on each side. Sounds like a specific kaiju a few episodes back. You should go check that out, actually. It's pretty cool. Some have tendrils on their abdomen. Another thing from just a few episodes ago. You should also check that out. Yeah? Pretty sure his name was a Leatherback. You should probably check him out. Anyway, so yeah, they have tendrils on their abdomen. I don't know why they say some, maybe because, I'm not a theorist. I will soon. I'll be better. Anyway, the tendrils also act as antenna, so even if they can't smell well, at least they can antenna well. They're ants. I don't like ants. I hate ants. They're just weird in general. They're rude. I don't know how to say it, but they're just rude. Also, if they have six eyes, they literally never stop seeing. Like, they just blink their first set of eyes, then they open them, then the second set of eyes, they blink, and the first eyes, they close, and then the third eyes also blink. I don't know how to explain, but basically, this thing would not take its eyes off the world. Also, it's been raining a bunch where I am. After maybe like 2 months of constant sunlight, it's finally rained, but it's rained too much. It's hailed for like the second time in my whole life. It's pretty cool, actually. Also, deadly. I don't like rain. Anyway, right, so they also have, like all kaijus, bioluminescent blood. If you don't know what bioluminescent blood is and you're still here, you're probably not new to my channel, but if you don't know what it is, basically it's bioluminescent means natural light. Like, basically natural light. It's not hot, it's a nice cool light. It's just normal glowing, basically. The bioluminescent blood also shows through their eyes, its mouth, and exposed nerves on its skin. So, yeah. They're also extremely communal. What this means is that they're highly social. Like, these things hunt in packs. They are smart. Like, these things know how to cut you off in an alley or something. I don't know why they'd be an alley. I don't know. Which means they can also cooperate with humans. Yes, if you find a wild one, adopt it. It's gonna be a good guard dog. I don't know where the hell you got it, but you're telling me where you got it right now. Anyway, moving on, we are seeing why you'd actually not want to keep this guy, because not only would he have insatiable hunger, these things are extremely deadly. They have claws and they can hurt you when they're playing. Reminds me of that one thing where some dude tried to keep a lion, but it attacked his guests and stuff. I don't know. But right, so let's go into the next thing. Again, one why you wouldn't want to get it. This thing is 1,000 kilograms. I'm talking a ton of brutal force on this guy. They can grow from 12 to 9 feet tall. Hey, what? That is huge. Like, hold on. Such a tall. About, like, around 2 times as big and heavy as a horse. Maybe exactly. I really don't know. But probably. I mean, that's just crazy. Trying to keep it that would be insane. The only way to keep this thing as a pet is to have metal walls going down maybe at best 20 feet and going up 40. Because those things can dig, they can jump, they're smart. They're smart enough to know when the gate opens. They're smart enough to know to go to the gate when it's opening. They're just smart. They're smart. They're huge. They're scary in general. That's all I'm trying to say. They're deadly. But that is all I have on Ripper. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will be attempting to post next Thursday. And yeah. This is Gecko WC, and I'll see you next time.